calls before it's time to leave again. I've got one hand on the steering wheel, one waving out the window. If I'm a spinster for the rest of my life, my yarns will keep me warm on cold and lonely nights. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a toy bee that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended.
What's up, everyone? I probably should turn that off. What's up, everyone? I'm Lucas, here with Tuned Out. Today we have a very, very interesting, very special guest this morning with Max Landers here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Am I on?
Of course, yes,
oh,
you're
my
on,
goodness.
Baby.
Look at this, very exciting. It's been a while since I've been in the studio, honestly. I ran a radio show for 2 semesters. It's pretty great. We interviewed some great folks, had a couple friends over, interviewed some professors. We had Dr. David J. Proctor on. That was a big hit, I think.
That's a big get right there.
I got a shout out on the WMFO Instagram, actually, for that. That was quite an achievement. Really happy that I ran my radio show. I do miss it, so it's good to be back here. It's good to be with you, Lucas. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Happy to have you. And you're welcome on here anytime, too, that you want to. You want to hop on?
Sweet, yeah.
Speaking of Dr. David Proctor, he actually lived in my freshman
year. In Tilton,
yeah,
dorm. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What a man, what a weapon.
I remember, yeah, freshman year, I mean, as we know, for IRA camp, I lived in Tilton for a time, and yeah, he was there. And I actually asked him about, on the show, I asked him, you know, tell me about why you live there and what it's like. He has a... what sounds like three or four doubles worth of space down there on the first floor, on the ground floor. One thing I should have asked him, I need to work on that maybe next time. Maybe I'll interview him one more time, is the suits. I want to know how many suits he's got. I mean, probably at least 20 different unique sets. So, but no, I really like that guy. He's a great professor, very passionate, and I think it's cool. He loves Tufts a lot, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, I've never, you know, taken a class with him.
Oh, highly
myself,
recommend.
But got a couple friends that do, and you know, he seems like a great guy, very very caring, very.
Oh yeah,
wholesome.
He loves the students. That's what it's all about, loving the students, and he remarked a lot on how Tufts has changed. I mean, that's one question I asked him, was just how the school has changed over the years, and it's interesting to see. The college has become a research university, which on the one hand is great for ratings, great for research output, but not necessarily for the student experience, which he thinks the college should be all about. So some interesting remarks, and it's interesting to hear about what the faculty have to say about those kinds of things. But
Yeah, that's I agree. I think that's, I don't know, that's very interesting to hear.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll try to, I don't know, have him on one day.
Oh, you should, definitely. Or at least take a class. Take a class.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, are easy too. I think that's the first step. Yeah, you know, maybe I'll take a little Byzantine action.
Uh-oh. A little history since 1812 or whatever. What was it? I don't even know, but... European history since 1800. I forgot exactly.
It was
the name.
Europe since 1815,
there we go,
right? I believe.
Okay, there you
go. We knew a couple guys in that. Last year we
shout out John Griffin.
Yeah, John Griffin. Who else are we?
Was Jamie in that class?
Jamie was in that class.
Okay.
The Mackleys, of course.
Oh my God, the Mackleys, of course.
Mark Mackley.
Wow.
What a absolute
what a
weapon.
Wizard, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, because I'm pretty tired this morning at least, we're going to...
Let's play some music.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll try and start it off a little slower here. I've been feeling some jazz, a little Thelonious Monk. I think we'll hit a little Round Midnight by Thelonious Monk.
Lovely, that sounds great.
Thank you. because the record has a groove. Don't make it in the groove, but you can tell right away.
So that was Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder right there. Just amazing. a little classic on the line, you know.
That was good.
Yeah, can never go wrong.
Great way to wake up. You know what I say? Great way to wake up in the morning.
Yep. Good morning, Medford. You should not be up right now.
No, not at all. I'm dying.
Yes, but if you are up right now, the utmost respect to you. Unless it's because you haven't gone to sleep, in which case.
Godspeed.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to sleep. Yeah. So we got Derby here. I've heard a little bit about you, Max, actually.
I don't know about that. That's a little far, but
So for those curious, Max was rated the number one violin player in the state of Oregon for 3 years running.
I would probably put myself in the top 30, but now that's very nice of you to say.
I don't know. Rumor says top for 3 years running. And when Max got to Tufts, you translated that ability to guitar.
Yeah, that's right. I have it in the studio with me actually right now. But I started playing guitar during COVID, just because we had some lying around the house. My dad, so funny, he collects guitars, but he doesn't play them. So there's like three or four really nice guitars just sitting in the house. And they were just waiting around. There was an amp, everything. So I just started to pick it up and kind of ran with it. And now here I am. I'm pretty self-taught and like playing blues, like playing a couple pop things, but mostly blues. So Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you you plugged in for us today? Or?
I mean, is there an aux cord? Because what I would do is...
Yeah, there should be.
All right. Does that one work?
I believe.
All right, yeah.
I believe it does.
Let's see what we got.
All right, we're working this around, and we'll see. Hold up, let me find it on the... Okay.
Let's just see if I get...
If not, there's another aux cord. I can just slide you.
Some signal here.
That I know works.
And I don't want to blow out the system, so...
Uh-oh.
Do you hear anything?
I do. But I don't know if that's just right there.
I think I'm going through the system. Oh, you know why? Because my volume's down.
I think you're going through.
I think we're good to go.
Yeah?
I don't know how loud it is for our listeners, but...
I think they can hear. Hopefully they're enjoying.
I mean, basically all I play is John Mayer, which is a little embarrassing to say, but...
Love some John Mayer.
Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
For all my listeners out there, especially one special listener, hope you're doing well this morning.
Oh, who might that special listener
be? We'll keep that on wraps for now, but I think you can figure it out.
Rumor has it it's someone very special.
That's right. Sweet Home Alabama. I mean, we play along to it.
Oh, yeah.
What you can do, which is really fun. Let's see if this works. Also, my guitar is out of tune right now. I want to tune it up while we're talking here. This amp is sick. Shout out Yamaha for making it. Ethan Seidner also has one, but you can play along
Ethan
to backing
Seidner.
Track. Oh, my God. You can play along to backing tracks while you play. And... It's just super portable. Like, I can carry this thing anywhere I want, which is sick.
I know it also doubles as a speaker.
Yeah, too. Exactly. No, it's a Bluetooth speaker. So what I'll do here, let's see if this works.
This segment is not sponsored by Yamaha yet. We endorse Yamaha.
Yes. But, you know they give me a shout-out. Give me some gear or something. I would love that. we'll see. Let's see if this
Yamaha
works.
If you want to give me a free trumpet, I would mess that up.
It would be a good situation.
A little dirty on those, yeah.
All right, let's see if this works.
Kickstart a career. Kickstart a new, a little new Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk type.
Let's see, I think that's on. You hear it?
Oh yeah.
Ah, I missed the cut. It mixed well?
Yeah. I don't know. It sounded clean to me.
We'll get to the solos if we can. All good.
Thank you.
there's a little preview. Maybe I'll play for some people at some point, but hopefully the listeners enjoy my cover of Sweet Home Alabama over, I don't think Ed King sung the song, I forgot who, but over the actual vocals, because I can't sing it.
Leonard Skinner?
Yeah, Leonard Skinner, but Ed King on the guitar. So,
oh, I got you.
I forgot who the lead singer is. I know Ed King was a guitarist, but thanks for letting me play. That was great.
Of course, I'm always happy to have you on. I'm sure there's some of our listeners that would
appreciate that.
Appreciate that. Would love to have you teach them at any point, any time. Yeah,
it's so funny.
Yeah. I think we'll just we'll jump in real quick with
some more music.
Yeah, with a little bit of more music. We're going to be on for too long here, but I'm just feeling a little Johnny Cash right now.
So I love the sound of that. Why don't we do some of that?
I Walk the Line, which is a classic. So, yeah, here we go.
There we go. Look at that.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're
it's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow.
that your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Make a change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Yes, so that right there was Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Wow.
A classic. It's, I don't know, it's beautiful, honestly.
Beautiful music.
Yeah. Derby, I was thinking the other day, it's really cool to me how, like, 100 years ago,
yeah,
some guy could have recorded some sounds.
Right.
And now they were, like, that recording was saved. It was uploaded somewhere. It's put on this computer, connected to an aux, pumped through the speakers, and someone on their radio could be listening to something that was recorded 100 years ago.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like you could be listening into it. It's like a little snippet of the past, honestly.
No, it's amazing. If you think about it, it's amazing. And it's amazing how the music endures, and like we still listen to the same music from, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years ago. And we enjoy it, and we still resonate with it. Because if you think about it, I mean, society was so different back then. But at the end of the day, like,
our problems are the same.
Our problems are about the same. Like, most of music is about, like, love or about suffering or something like that that we listen to. So it's interesting how even when situationally humanity is in a different spot, we still resonate and enjoy the same music. It gives us the same feelings, which is cool.
It's like a little echo through time almost.
Exactly.
And I like to think that the wanderers, like the hunter gatherers, the cavemen, all of them, they had songs, had, you know, and I'm sure the problems were similar. We're remembering people you've lost.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fighting through daily struggles. It's just
totally true. No, I'd love to listen to some caveman music at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have that on Spotify or if there's a playlist, but
maybe that's the role with the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling, yes.
They were making the first Wheel, actually, is what I.
The Rolling Stone. Yeah. The Rolling Stone.
The Rolling Stone.
The Rolling Stone.
Yeah. That's funny. Rolling Stones ripped them off,
that's
what I heard.
That's right. Oh. No, this is, it's so true. No, music's great. I think about like, would I rather lose my hearing or my vision? Because music is such a big part. Like, I literally have to listen to music every day. I don't know. It's a hard question.
Yeah. And I'm speaking of hearing and vision, though. I just, you know, sorry, I'm a little dialed out. I don't know what
I'm
saying.
You're a little tuned out.
A little tuned out. Oh, one might say that. Yeah. I don't really know what I was going to say.
That's okay.
That's on me,
gang. Do you have to do the advertisement or whatever?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Do you want to do one?
Sure, yeah, why don't I do it?
All right.
That'd be exciting.
Yeah, I think we can, you can pick one.
All right, I'll pick one out of, we got a big binder here full of, what do they call these things?
Public service.
The public service announcement.
Yes.
All right, this one has an anime girl on it.
Ooh,
we will not be doing that one today.
Sounds up your alley.
Let's do a shorter one. Sure. Well, actually, no. I like drinking alcohol. That was an anti-drinking one, which is obviously be safe, but have a good time too. Why don't we do storm season?
Oh, this sounds perfect.
Starting, it's getting tough out, but it's storm season. With power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Max. That was
very,
very insightful, very important to hear.
Absolutely.
And for all of our listeners, I think it might snow soon. So
watch out, you know. All the Tufts students out there.
Yep.
Get some granola bars. Get a couple of the gallon jugs from Hodge. You're going to be in good shape.
Love those gallon jugs.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. You know, Ethan and Seamus have turned those gallon jugs into a little dispensable collectibles, if you understand what I'm
interesting.
Saying.
I would love to see them.
So that they don't have to walk to the bathroom.
Are you serious?
The bathroom is two doors down from them.
Why? I mean, I understand. Like, Sider was talking to me about his pee jug. I didn't know this was, like, an actual thing.
Oh, it's an actual thing.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's, yep.
Wait, where in his room? Like, can I see, like, would I go in? It's just like on the floor? Is it like hidden around? Or
it's like a little hidden. It's like kind of tucked
that's
away
disgusting.
In the corner.
What happens if there's like a friend or like a girl in the room? What does he do with it? Pour it out? Or like, does he just like hide it? Or I don't even know. Like, that's messed up.
I don't know. That's, I mean, the friends know about
the
it.
The friends know about it. We don't know about we don't know if the other parties, let's just call it that, know about it yet.
Yeah. They'll find out.
They'll find out very quickly.
Sure, a lot of the girls around Tufts
would be thrilled to find out,
too. They would love to find out, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Ladies, if you're single, hit up Ethan Seidner.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him about his pee jug,
unless
but,
you're into that.
I mean, if you're into that, that's okay too. But I'd say for the most part, that's something we can all collectively work towards.
Yes.
But you know, I guess there's a case to be made about efficiency too. I understand. You know, it's hard to get out of bed. You're
saving
tired.
Time.
Saving time.
He's being more productive.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Honestly, it should be commended. Elon Musk, take notes.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos. I'm sure they all have.
Yeah,
little jugs.
I'm
by
sure
their
they
beds
have.
Too.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, they have toilets next to their beds. That's how.
Oh yeah,
they
I mean, Musk like lives in the factory apparently for most of the time. So you know,
does
I'm
he
sure
actually?
He's probably got the workers' restroom right down the hall as he sleeps. You know.
Interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah, but
the non-union workers, I actually don't know.
I don't know how. I don't know how he treats his workers. I'm sure he's. I mean, I know he's probably pretty anti-union, but.
Yeah, I'm sure he is anti-union, but for those of you that are anti-union but pro-free market, you can't be both. That's not how it works. A union is a function
of
a properly
free market.
And so I don't want to hear any of this woke nonsense of, we need to get rid of unions, but because I believe in a free market. That's not how it works, right?
Like, fair enough.
When you believe in a free market, you believe in the possibility for not monopolistic or oligopolistic competition, and you recognize that that's a possibility in the same way that you might recognize that workers might band together and do the same thing. It's a two-way street. It's not a one-way street.
That would make sense.
Yeah. So.
That would make sense.
A little economics.
A little economics lesson. All right. I think have you decided on your major yet? Are you still working on that?
I don't really know. We're just going to
keep plugging away with what we got.
Yeah. Yeah. The goal is to go to law school probably. So.
Okay. You can do a lot of things with getting into law school. Any major you want pretty much, right?
Yeah. I might do IR with a little econ focus, maybe a little poli-sci, something like that.
All right. Good. Shout out econ department.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Love
shout
we love
out
those guys.
So Michael Facillo.
Oh, my goodness. What a gem.
Yeah.
Nancy Kimmelman, too. She was my Ec 5 professor.
Oh.
Really just a little crazy, but also just very entertaining.
I'd like to shout out Matthew Feely, then, my Ec 5 professor.
How was that? How was he?
He was a legend. He had a lot of really insightful stories.
Interesting stories. That's what I've heard. Was he in the Navy?
I believe so. I'm trying to think of this story. He told us a story of how he... became a man, let's say, in Europe. I mean, he may have been in the Navy at the time. Yeah.
He just dropped the story on you guys, like in a lecture of like 100 people?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. It's really funny, actually, that's I will say. It is a lecture.
It's hilarious. Oh, my God. Well, you know, shout out to Econ Department. We love all those folks over there.
Absolute weapons.
They're weapons. You know, they're saving the world. They're doing they're definitely entertaining. We'll leave it at that. They're definitely entertaining. So,
and they're helpful.
When you
go to them, they're helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Love them. All right.
Shall we? What's up next?
We had a little more Johnny Cash. Well, you had talked about, I don't remember what you talked about, but we have Hurt up next, which in my opinion is the greatest cover of all time.
Okay. The Hurt or just Hurt?
Hurt.
Hurt. Okay.
Hurt. It's originally, I forget who it's by. I apologize, but originally it was by a young man struggling through life, contemplating suicide.
Really?
Thoughts of hurting himself, I believe. And he wrote Hurt about that, and Johnny Cash took it and turned it into the perspective of an old man that's gone through life and is tired.
No, I'm really excited to listen. I think I may have heard it, but yeah, let's take a listen.
If you listen closely, it's very emotional and it's very inspiring. Here is Hurt by Johnny Cash.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts. I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
That was Foolish Heart by Steve Perry, who some might say is one of the top five greatest male vocalists of all time.
Yeah, just a very talented guy. Unfortunately, he doesn't sing with Journey anymore. Now they have someone new. I forgot exactly what his name is. It starts with an A, but they made a documentary about it. And so Steve Perry left Journey at some point, and so they didn't have a lead singer. And the issue was, you know, Steve Perry is a very iconic voice, very large, or very, yeah, I guess large vocal range. And so they found this guy from, look up Armand, I think his name, like Journey lead singer right now, and he's
Arnell Pineda.
Yeah, Arnell, and they found him based on a YouTube video on YouTube. And so they found this guy singing just like Steve did, and they reached out to him, and now he's their lead singer, and he sounds super close to him.
That's really impressive, honestly.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing story. So he, although I've heard recently he's had some vocal troubles, posted on social media that he felt bad because during one of the concerts he wasn't singing as he usually could. I can imagine it's difficult. Essentially, you have to belt it out, you know, every concert. But hopefully, yeah. Arnell's doing a little better now.
It wears on you, honestly, and you know I think it's impressive what musicians do, that they're able to make it this long touring.
I don't know how they do it. Like I can't even imagine. It must be this like so difficult. And you're staying up so late, and I don't know. It's just like singing in front of thousands of people. Are you kidding me? It sounds so scary, but.
But I mean, if you love it, like, and you're a performer, then it doesn't matter, like, right? You've got it. Like, yeah. I don't know. One band I always want to see, just because they're so good up there, is Coldplay.
And yeah,
I
want to
make
Coldplay's
sure I
amazing.
Get them before
they stop touring.
Yeah.
So
where is on
their concerts are huge, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like unreal. Massive and like massive stadiums. But I think with Coldplay, that's a benefit. That
yeah,
makes
yeah,
it better.
For sure.
Yeah,
Sky Full of Stars. Put your phone away and like, oh my god, that's a great.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Man, I love.
I would love to watch that live. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean they're just amazing. Honestly, they're really catchy. And my favorite Formula One driver, for those that follow, Charles Leclerc, Coldplay is his.
Really, his favorite?
Yeah, it's his favorite.
Really?
He loves it, and therefore I love it. So
makes sense.
That's usually how it works. So
should we put a little Coldplay on?
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
I like the sound of that.
I've been listening to this People of the Pride a little recently, which
let's take a listen. Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, let's lock on. Let's get it. People of the Pride by Coldplay.
Side. forget all his crimes. There's a soul in the book of rags. It's a revolution flex. Got to stand up to be counted. Be an anthem for your times. It's just war.
Missionaries in a foreign field.
That right there was Viva La Vida.
Great song.
By Coldplay. Mm. It's amazing. I can't listen to Coldplay without listening to that masterpiece that right
beautiful
there.
Beautiful song, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a song that will last forever, I think.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
I really hope future generations have that one. But yeah, this has been Lucas and Max on Tuned Out here with WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got a little Radiohead to close it out with Spectre, which was their their application to James Bond. I think they should have gone.
I know. Who took it? Sam Smith took Sam Smith. Also a good song, but this one was better, I think, too.
And more their style.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thanks for coming on. See you all next week. Here's Spectre.
Dispossessed.